My brothers and sisters, have you ever felt, even in a crowded room, entirely alone? I think we've all been there at one point in time. We might be there today. In an age of constant connection, so many people, I think, carry an ache of feeling unseen, unheard, unknown. Jesus knew this ache. And the very night before he died, he looked to his closest friends and he saw the ache within them, their panic, their fear of losing him, and the way they were grasping, "Don't leave us." And he says something then that still echoes in all of our restless hearts still today. Jesus says, "I will not leave you orphans." That single word, orphan, I think is one of the most tender words in all of sacred scripture. It is a word for a child without a parent, a word to describe a child without a home, without protection. Could there be anything more vulnerable for an individual but to be orphaned? Jesus uses it to highlight that he understands in the most deepest way, the deepest fear of mankind, of the human heart, is not suffering. It is abandonment. It is the fear that in the end, we are alone. But notice what Jesus promises today. He does not say, "I will leave you good memories." He does not say, "I will leave you good instructions to follow." No, he says, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always." And then he makes this quiet but very stunning shift. The Spirit, he says, remains with you and will be in you. With you and in you. That little change in preposition is the whole Christian life, brothers and sisters. My friends, this is the heart of the faith. The Holy Spirit is not some sort of vague energy. He's not some sort of distant theological idea that we recite in the creed. He's the third person of the Holy Trinity, who most of us do not know. He is the personal, deeply abiding presence of the risen Christ in the form of pure love, living inside of each of us baptized and confirmed. St. Augustine writes of the Holy Spirit as true, the true gift of God, the divine gift who illuminates our hearts. How many of us connect to that truth and reality? You have illuminated hearts. Your heart is illuminated with the risen Christ right now. And so you see how true it is to say that we are not alone. We've never been alone. God has always remained with us. That same Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead is the very heartbeat of your interior life. Do you know that? This is exactly, I think, what we see in the first reading of Acts. Philip is preaching in Samaria, and there's great joy. But notice that the story doesn't end with his preaching. Not until Peter and John arrive. They lay hands and call down the Holy Spirit, and the people are baptized by fire. The Catechism points to this very passage as the very foundation of the sacrament of confirmation. What St. Thomas says of this beautiful confirmation of this sacrament is that it is the spiritual strength to profess publicly our faith. We cannot do it without the help of the Holy Spirit. Through the Holy Spirit, we recognize our soul is grown in maturity. So if we have been confirmed, brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is alive in you. You are a living temple. The question is, do we live like one? Because here it becomes very practical in the words of St. Peter. He says, "Sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts. Always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks for a reason for your hope." Has anybody stopped to ask you in the street, "Why are you so hopeful? Why are you joyful in the midst of a world that seems to be in perpetual chaos? What's the reason for your contentment, for your rest?" Notice, St. Peter does not say, win every argument. No, he says, be ready with gentleness and reverence. The most powerful witness of Christ is not to win a clever debate. No, it is a life that cannot be explained without him. When people see you carry grief without despair, when they see you face injustice without bitterness, love without keeping score, they will eventually ask the reason for your hope. You stand as a contradiction. And the reason is always a person, the third person of the Holy Trinity living within you is your hope. And so I invite you to consider one simple practice this week. Before you speak a hard word, you react to stress, you respond to a coworker, you make a decision, pause, and in the silence of your heart, pray the question, pray the prayer, come, Holy Spirit. And pause and wait and allow him to show up. Let the guest who already lives within you actually guide the house. This is how we are to be living temples of the Holy Spirit. Let him guide you. But he's never going to force himself upon us unless we call upon him. Come, Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, this is precisely why we come to this altar each and every week. Every day, we receive the one who comes to us and says, I will not leave you orphans. The Eucharist is Christ's, I am with you always. As you come forward, ask the Holy Spirit today to stir the flame within you of the gift already given. And may we go from this Mass not as orphans, but as sons and daughters, truly as living Christ in the world, to a world that so desperately desires to meet him.